Large explosion collapses building in The Hague. 5 bodies recovered from rubble, multiple hospitalized. By Kurt Zindelka on December 7, 2024. A large explosion in The Hague on Saturday morning saw a building partially collapse and multiple victims sent to hospital. Update 2100, a 5th body has been found as rescue workers continue their search for victims. Hague Mayor Jan van Zanen said that the search for victims will continue throughout the night. There still has yet to be any official statement on the cause of the blast. Following a meeting with local residents, Mayor van Zanen said, "It was an emotional meeting, because neighbors and friends are missed. There is still uncertainty. I have told the people that everyone is doing their best to remove the uncertainty and provide clarity as quickly as possible and in the most careful way. People have the right to that." Update 1900, rescue workers have recovered the body of a 4th victim of the blast. Some 12 hours after the explosion, another person was found alive under the rubble and sent to hospital, however, their condition is unclear. Update 1600, 3 bodies have now been recovered from the rubble of the explosion. It is unclear how many more potential victims may have been caught in the blast. However, initial reports claimed that up to 20 people were missing. Mayor van Zanen said the public should prepare for the darkest scenario, saying that the reality is that there is only a small chance of survival for other victims. Update 1445, Hague Mayor Jan van Zanen has confirmed that at least one dead body has been recovered from the scene of the explosion. The identity of the victim has not been made public. The original story continues as follows. Police said that a car was seen speeding away from the explosion in the Tarawek Amp area of The Hague, broadcaster Knows reports. However, Dutch authorities have not confirmed the explosion is terror-related. The police have called for witnesses to come forward, specifically regarding the car seen driving away at very high speed at 6:15 a.m. The force also called on the public to submit any footage of the explosion or aftermath to help determine the cause. At least 4 victims have been taken to hospital so far, but at the time of this reporting, searches in the rubble are ongoing for further victims. The partially collapsed building was comprised of apartments with a bridal fashion store at the ground level. In a statement, King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima of the Netherlands said, "Our thoughts are with those affected in The Hague after the explosion and fire this morning. We sympathize with all those who have been personally affected or who fear for the fate of their loved ones. Our hearts go out to you and to the emergency services who are fully committed to the rescue work." Populist leader Geert Wilders, the main power behind the Dutch government, said, "Terrible news. Lots of strength to everyone and I think of the victims. Also strength and thanks to all emergency services." The story is developing, more to follow.